Mariah Baltierra is a 5'6" senior guard out of No Cross, Georgia. Here's Ravens. It's a three up and in. Kennedy Nicholson's second three of the game, pushing the BC lead now to 22-5. We're just inside 2 minutes ago in quarter number one. The feed into the middle of the running shot is going to be up no good, but a Lady Raven foul. And it'll be William Penn coming to the free throw line. The foul? Well, it is going to be on Nicole Stork. It'll be her first, Benedictine's fifth opening quarter foul. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Traylor. So for number 21, Tiana Traylor. She is a 5'6" junior guard from Springfield, Illinois. Her first free throw, perfect. Tiana Traylor. Second one, got them both. So Traylor picking up her first couple of points in the ball game. Lady Raven lead trimmed down to 22-7. And we're at a minute 45 to go in quarter number one. Into the forecourt with the basketball for Benedictine is going to be Riley Brueggemann. Carmen Morales feeds underneath. The layup is going to be up and in. Riley Wade, who we have not seen this season, into the game, and she gets her first 2 points right there. 24-7 Benedictine. With a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, the ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Michaela Bauman reached across, got a hand on it, knocked it into the scorer's table. Penn is going to be putting it in at midcourt. With a minute 24 to go in the first. Way out on top with defense is going to be Brueggemann. She's in front of Baltierra, who swings it around to the right side. Looks in the middle now, dumps it over to the right side of the free throw line. Back and away is going to be Jackson. Launches a three, it's up, no good. And Brueggemann's going to rebound it down. Riley Brueggemann does a great job, not only defending, bringing the ball up, but she is also a good rebounder. Here's Nicholson, steps inside the three-point ring, kicks it down over to Morales, who took her eye off the basketball. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll come back to William Penn. Inside the last minute of the opening quarter, 24-7 Lady Ravens in front of this Heart of America Athletic Conference women's college basketball game. Again, don't forget the guys' game coming up yet here on Care Radio. We anticipate it starting at 7:30-ish, depending on the duration of this one. Up court with it is going to be Jackson, nearly drugged the pivot foot, and her up court pass batted away. Riley Wade coming up with a steal. Dishes it over to the left side to Brueggemann. Cuts into the lane, look away pass, right side. Nicholson launches three, it's too strong. Rebound slapped out Morales. Back to Brueggemann. She'll square for the long two. Doesn't get it to fall. And a rebound this time to Penn. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Lacey Whitcomb for William Penn. And again, back up forward to basketball. Here come the Lady Statesmen. Driving into the lane. The kick comes off on top. The set shot for three fails. And Benedictine's going to let it carry him out of bounds where they will bring it in. The shot clock is off with 16 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Wade will bring it in, and Brueggemann will let it roll and roll and roll. And now we'll keep it here. Roll, picks it up at midcourt. Looks it over to the left side. Dumps it over to the Bauman. Out on top, Nicholson, right side. Back out on top. Ravens moving the perimeter. The feet underneath Morales. A little give and go looking for Wade, and the timing was off. The ball goes out of bounds, and we have less than a second to go in the opening quarter. And again, we're going to hang on to it here a little bit as we go to the end of the opening quarter. After one here in the Nolan Gymnasium, Lady Ravens lead it 24-7. We'll take a few moments here and recap that opening quarter scoring for you. Well, we were going to until I lost it, but I bet we could find that back. I'm not as good as the computer stuff as that Brian Hagan is back in the Care Studio. Brian working the magic down there. Recap of the opening quarter scoring. How about Kennedy Nicholson? 3 of 5 in the opening quarter, all of them 3-point shots. She leads all scorers with 9 points. Following her for the Lady Ravens, it's 4 apiece for Carmen Morales and Lauren Dubert. Dubert is 2 of 2. Morales is 2 of 2. Riley Wade is 1 of 1. Jennifer Jacobs is 1 of 1. Josie Weiser is 1 of 2. Benedictine shooting a fantastic 53% from the floor. In the opening quarter, they're shooting 50% from 3-point range. William Penn is led by Alicia Fagans, and Alicia has 3-2 apiece for Whitcomb and Trailer. Alicia Fagans, she is one of the starters here tonight, and she is a 5'4" senior from Grand Prairie, Texas, and a transfer in from Colorado Northwestern Community College. Here we go, back to play. Second quarter's underway. Benedictine will be putting the ball in play. We're back at it. Lady Ravens have rotated the 3-4 of the original starting 5 into the game. Back off on top. Here's Josie. It's 3. It's short. Josie gets her own rebound. Dumps it off down low. The runner, Lauren Dubert, for 2. Lauren took it down to the baseline and a floater over to baseline. Left side of the rim. And Benedictine goes up now 26-7. 9.5 to go in the first half. The lob comes out on top. Dribbling the ball to the left hand. Looks into the middle. There's not a lot of room there. Bringing it back out on top. It's going to go to Pitts. For the basketball, it is William Penn. Driving into the top of the key. Back over to the left side. 3-point left hand shot up. No good. The rebound is going to get away. Go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. So on the court right now for Benedictine, how about this? Area basketball fans are going to be very thrilled because Benedictine is starting the second quarter with their 5'8 freshman from Frankfort, Kansas. Hattie Gross starts the second quarter out there with Lauren Dubert and Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. Gross with a basketball over to the right wing, comes out on top. JJ puts it on the floor one time, dumps it over to the left to Dubert. 8:50 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a basketball and a 26-7 lead. Gross comes out on top. Josie knifes down to the free throw line, dumps it into the corner. The shot clock's at 5. Dubert with it at 4. She drives to the middle with 2. Falling away. Off balance. Shot is up. No good, but she got fouled. The foul is going to be on William Penn's Mariah Baltierra. It'll be her second foul of the game. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. One of the better free throw shooters. She missed one a moment ago, but she is an 87.5% free throw shooter on the season, and that one is going to be good. She's got one more coming up. Lauren Dubert. With that bucket, Lauren has 7 points so far this evening. Second one is up, and it will not go in. Dubert, 1 of 3, uncharacteristically, at the free throw line. 27-7, Benedictine by 20. And the outlet pass into the forecourt for William Penn is going to be lost and gets away out of bounds. But Kyla Berger, 5'5", junior guard from Melbourne, Florida, couldn't get a handle on that thing. Ravens are going to bring her back into the forecourt. 8.5 to go, opening half. Over to the left side is going to be Jacobs out on top, Roddinghouse. Look around this Benedictine team. There's no player out there who is very far from home. Dubert from Beloit, Jacobs from Wichita. Then you got Nortonville, Frankfort, and Seneca. So here's a feed underneath, and the layup for the baseline left is going to be up and in. That is one of the things that Benedictine has done, and as a layup on the other end is going to be good for Jennifer Jacobs. The Ravens have done a great job over the years of recruiting good talent that is not too far from home. That does so many things for a program. Not only does it keep players invited, there's a traveling call. Not only does it keep players interested in the Benedictine program, it allows fans to come, family to come and watch their student athlete participate. Not only mom and dad, but grandma, grandpa, a lot of family comes in. School support comes with you. A lot of teams from the various schools that these girls are from bring the whole club to the game. It is good for everyone. Here's a baseline shot for the Ravens. Won't go. Jacobs coming out of the rebound. Finds herself being tied up at the baseline. And a jump ball goes to William Penn. With 7:22 to go in the opening half, Lady Ravens enjoying a 20-point lead. And again, it's Gross, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Roddinghouse out of the court for 23rd season head coach of the Lady Ravens, Chad Folsom. Now the upcourt pass stolen by Jacobs. Left side, Dubert. She'll go 3. No. Rebound, Gross. Follows up, gets fouled, coming to the line. Hattie Gross has not had a lot of PT so far this season for Benedictine. A freshman, as you would expect, just kind of working her way into the rotation a little bit. Addie averages a couple of points a game. Rebound and a half or so a game. She's coming to the line right here. Takes her time. A right-handed shot. Perfect. And Hattie is on the board with her first point of the evening. One more shot coming up. This is her sixth game appearance this season. Second free throw, also good, putting her team up 29, now 31-9. Lady Ravens leading at 31-9. 7 minutes to go in the opening half. The feed to the baseline. Shot is going to go up. Rolls off the right side. No good. Jacobs coming down with the rebound. Gets it away to Dubert. Ravens run. Lauren straight down the middle. Lobs it over deep into the right corner. Gross passes up the three. Goes to the side of the lane. Her shot partially rejected. And there's going to be a foul. And that's got William Penn assistant coach Bedford, who's running things for the team tonight, a little bit upset as he comes to his feet. And Benedictine again coming to the free throw line. And again, it is going to be Hattie Gross. By the way, I'm going to take this opportunity to remind you, this first free throw is good, that you're enjoying college basketball here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Brian Hagan, producing and engineering. Back in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts with the courtside as Hattie's second free throw is up. She's 4-4. 33-9 Benedictine. We're at the 6:47 mark of the opening half. From William Penn, the ball's going to come in from deep in the backcourt. Carly West will bring it in. She's out of St. Paul, Minnesota, transferred up from Mississippi Valley State. And a feed down to the baseline on the left corner is going to elude the stretch of Emma Pitts. Emma couldn't quite get a handle on that. And Emma is a freshman, and at 5'5", doesn't have that great wingspan and just was not able to get to that ball. Pitts is out of Carlisle, Iowa. And now we're going to hold a play for just a moment or two. Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Dubert. Goes to the corner. Back to the wing. Over to the right side to Josie. Little head fake. Kicks it back to Dubert. Her baseline three. Perfect. Lauren Dubert for three. So Lauren, 4 points in the opening quarter, has exploded now. And she is at 11 in the game. And at 5:55 to go in the half, Benedictine is pushed down to a 36-9 lead. Here's a running left-handed shot. Not going to fall, but a Benedictine foul. And a third foul for Josie Weiser is going to put them at the free throw line. And yeah, you know, Josie was coming out. Josie knew she was coming out. And to replace her for Benedictine is going to be the 5'8 junior out of Blair, Nebraska. That's Michaela Bauman. 3-point shot off the inbound play. No good. Rebound Rottinghouse to Dubert. Here come the Jets. Over to the left side. Baseline. Runner shot. Gross. Give her two more. Hattie Gross with a half a dozen. 5.5 to go in the first half. 38-9 Benedictine. Lady Raven team is good. And I tell you what, the holiday break does not seem to have done them any harm. Here's a feed, and the shot goes up, but they're going to call a blocking foul inside on Michaela. Bauman will pick up her first foul of the ball game. Lady Ravens team foul two of the second quarter. And multiple substitutions entering the game for Coach Folsom. I've got Nicole Stork coming in. Carmen Morales enters the game. Kennedy Nicholson back in, and rounding it out is going to be Randy Brueggemann. So the Ravens, it's kind of interesting how Coach Folsom keeps one starter out there all the time. First free throw, it's up and in. So the free throw for Carly West is going to be good. Second one, in and out, will not go. And Carmen Morales with the board, the 6'3" sophomore. Falling away, the shot, no for Nicole. Misses her follow shot, and now it's on the floor. And as she comes down with the ball, she's going to be fouled. Nicole Stork, you can see she's really frustrated. She thought she was going to hit the first layup. Didn't. Got her own rebound. Went back up with it again. It didn't fall. And then she got on the floor with a defender looking for that loose basketball. And the foul is going to be on Aisha Fagans. Ravens will have it in at their offensive end. 5:09 to go in the half. And inbound pass slapped away. Knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in once again for the Lady Ravens. 38-10. Benedictine. Out on top, Nicholson. Baseline right. Here's a three. Yeah! Riley Brueggemann for three. 41-10, Lady Ravens. A 31-point lead as we go inside. 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Coast to coast. End of the lane. Into the shot goes up. No good. Rebound, Morales. Carmen gets it away. Riley into the forecourt. Look away pass. Right edge. Driving across is Michaela. Little left-hand dribble. Push pass over to Kennedy. Nicholson goes underneath. Back out on top. Bauman launches three. Rims out. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Penn. Fagans coming out with the ball. And the coach stands up. He says, slow down, ladies. We cannot run with this team. 4:27 to go in the first half. Benedictine leading it by 31. The feet to the free throw line. Pivoting with the left foot, driving into the middle, ball is going to be dislodged, but saved by Penn. Running shot from the right side, rejected out of bounds by Morales. Carmen Morales, first year in his program, has really improved and really developed and learned to fit in. The 6'3" player from Granada, Spain. Penn will have it in. 4:16 and a half, 11 on the shot clock. Way out right side. Driving toward the middle with five, with four. The running one-handed shot catches the front lip of the rim and rolls in. So Lacey Whitcomb has her 4 points of the game. Ravens from the right side, three, no. Rebound, Stork, foul. No, they're going to call a foul on Nicole. I had felt the defender was behind her, but Nicole Stork is going to be whistled for her second foul of the game. It'll be Benedictine team foul three of the second quarter. 3:55 to go, first half. And William Penn back up forward with the basketball. They've trimmed the Benedictine lead now to 41-12. Skip pass over to the left side to West. She'll launch it deep into the left corner. Pitts will take it. Turnaround shot. It's going to be up and good. Pitts for two. 3.5 to go. First half. Back out on top. Ravens work in the perimeter. They look inside. Nothing there. Back out on top of the go to Nicholson. It's interesting to see William Penn having shifted to his zone defense now and a baseline running shot. Good for Brueggemann. Her 5 points. 43-14, Lady Ravens. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Fans continuing to make their way in. Carl and Jeff coming into the stadium. Good to see him, guys. 2:50 and counting. He's into the left side with a basketball. Back out on top is going to come West. Carly jumps it over to the right side. Spinning in is going to be Traylor. No room. Passed out on top is going to be stolen. Here comes Nicole. Can she do this? She drives down the court. Wisely brings it out to one of the guards. Brueggemann sidesteps the defender, bumps it into the corner, feeds back underneath the Stork, out on top Nicholson, that's her shot, and it rims off, no. Offensive board, followed up, and again, a point-blank layup missed by Stork, that's three. With 2 minutes and 20 to go in the opening half, 43-14, Benedictine in front, Penn back up the floor. Into the front corner, taking it down the right side. Alicia Fagan, and now the official's going to stop the game, and he's going to ask a player to come off the floor. I don't know. We have a, I don't know what we've got. Maybe a scratch or something on a wrist by one of the William Penn players. And again, their bench is not that deep. They have suited up 8 athletes. Here come the brain trust of the guys game coming up as Ryan Mooney and John Henry are walking up the floor. Inside 2 to go, the feed left side, and a traveling violation against William Penn. For the Statesmen, it's been a rough start to the ballgame. William Pins. That is their 14th turnover of the first half. And Benedictine into the forecourt with the basketball. It's going to be Riley. Brueggemann over to Nick Kennedy. Nicholson starts in, goes out on top. You got Riley Wade back into the game. The Raven cross-court pass is going to get away. There's a big collision. And Carmen Morales slowly climbs to her feet. And I think Carmen is going to be called for that foul. It is going to be her first of the game. With a minute 40 to go in the first half. The look away, and it's going to be stolen. Paca was picked way up on the top by Riley Brueggemann. She just reached in, took the ball away from Fagans off the dribble, and went the other way. Fagans said, I got to do something to stop this jailbreak, and commits a foul from behind with a minute and a half to go in the half. Okay. Minute 34 to go. Back at the free throw line, Benedictine. Brueggemann's first shot is up and good. Riley with a half dozen points now, all of them in the second quarter. One more shot coming up for the 5'8 sophomore from Lenexa. She'll get them both. 45-14. Benedictine for the second time, leading it by 31. Penn wants the three on top. Then passes on it. And here's a really long three. It is really short, but the very long rebound is going to be saved by Fagan. Penn is going to keep control of the basketball. They'll dish it over to the left side. Jackson loses the handle. It's out of bounds. Into the Raven bench. And Lauren Dubert recovers the ball. Hands it to the official. And then the Ravens are going to be putting it in play. By the way, Lauren on the bench right now. She's just over there kind of helping out. 1 minute to go in the half. Up floor with it, Brueggemann, Morales, Wade, Nicholson. There's three, Kennedy. Kennedy Nicholson hits her fourth three-pointer of the opening half, 48-14. Now, William Penn did write down on the bus with the guys, so it will come back out for the second half. 39 seconds to go in this first half, and we're going to get an offensive foul. Wave off the shot. And the officials are going to converge. And Kiana Traylor will be collecting that foul. It's her first. Shot clock, game clock separated by 8 seconds. Walking into the forecourt is Brueggemann. Riley just holding it up topside. Dribbling the ball, letting the clock tick down a little bit. Shot clock at 15. Brueggemann goes over to the left side, gets double teamed, pinned out on top, launches it across at the baseline. Nicholson doesn't get it to fall, and the rebound. William Penn. Fagans coming up with a basketball, outlets it to Whitcomb. Whitcomb drives down the right side of the lane. The running shot is up, no good. Rebound, Brueggemann with three. She looks at the clock with two. Half-court shot with one. Off the backboard, no good. It's halftime in Atchison. We'll return here to the Nola Gymnasium to summarize the opening half for you. At the break, it's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 48, William Penn 14.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where the guys' teams have come out of the court. Remember, yeah, we got a second half of this College Hoops doubleheader coming up here on Kid Radio. Is after the ladies' game, it'll be the guys. We anticipate that commencing at about 7:30-ish. That's remarkable. That said, as well, the guys right here warming up, and the ladies in the locker room, let me recap that opening half for you a little bit. First of all, for William Penn, leading the way for the Lady Statesmen is going to be Alicia Fagans with 5 points. 4 in the opening half for Lacey Whitcomb, 3 for Carly West, and Tiana Traylor with 2. For Benedictine, there are 2 players in double figures already, as Kennedy Nicholson has a dozen, 4 of 8 shooting the basketball, all of them 3-point shots. Also in double figure scoring, Lauren Dubert. Lauren is 4 of 4 from the floor, including 1 of 1 3-point shooting. Next up, Riley Brueggemann, who's coming off the bench to contribute 7 first-half points. Hattie Gross started the second quarter. She's got 6. It was 4 in the first half for Carmen Morales. Josie Weiser with 3 and 2 apiece. Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. Little foul trouble for Benedictine and for Josie Weiser. Josie with 3 fouls in the first half. Stork has 2. No other Lady Raven player with more than 1. For William Penn, a little bit of trouble here as you've got Mariah Baltierra with 3 personal fouls. A couple of fouls by Alicia Fagans, and then no other player with more than 1. Lady Ravens just shot the lights out of it in the first half. 47% from the floor, 17 to 36. By comparison, William Penn, 22% on 5 of 23 shooting. From outside, Benedictine has been dazzling. 7 of 18, that's 40%. William Penn, 1 of 13. I can tell you 2 things. That's either 8% or not real good, and it's both. The rebounding edge belongs to Benedictine to the tune of 24 to 14. Points off turnovers, Ravens with an 18 to 2 advantage. And if you ask yourself, wow, you know, a team puts together a big lead. And remember, Benedictine led by 20 early in the opening quarter. Matter of fact, they started off 13 to nothing. So you say, is there a let off? I mean, at some point, you kind of lose a little bit of that spark? Well, the opening quarter, Lady Ravens won the opening quarter 24 to 7. In the second quarter, Lady Ravens won it 24 to 7. So I would say they're being pretty consistent across the board, both offensively and defensively. And of course, these two teams, it's a quick bounce back for both of them. They're going to have a single day off between games. That's tomorrow. And they're all going to be back in action on Saturday afternoon. And we'll have the Lady Raven game from Des Moines, Iowa, where we are packing the parkas and snowshoes. And we're hoping that they maybe move them up a little bit. Right now, it's slated for 2 and 4 o'clock for the games. But we're going to hope for the best. I see Charlie Gartenmeyer down here. I may ask him to give somebody a call. I'll get on a conference call with him and see if we can convince him to move those up on Saturday. But we'll keep you posted in the event any of that should change. Ravens on the road Saturday at Grandview. Well, that all said, we're going to take a little break here. Where are we going to hang on to? Yeah, we're going to take a halftime. Halftime! There you have it. We're going to kick it back to the Care Studios. It's halftime at Atchison. Women's College Basketball. Benedictine 48, William Penn 14. And with that, here we go to Brian Hagan in the Care Sports Studio.
Acheson Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Acheson. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Acheson.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
For travelers heading outside this upcoming weekend, a winter storm is heading in our direction. We've talked about it during the past several mornings. Nothing is going to happen today. Skies become sunny. Nothing's going to happen tonight. Skies become clear. Nothing is going to happen during the day Friday, sunny and 33. But Saturday afternoon, a combination of snow and freezing rain does move in, and winter storm watches cover much of the area. For this reason, a freezing rain and snow coming in Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, into Sunday. Obviously, a big concern is the amount of freezing rain. The high temperature Saturday in the upper 20s, Saturday night down to 14. Once we make the change over to snow, several inches, probably in the range of 3 to 6, locally 8 inches of snow can be expected by late on Sunday. But our concern is how much freezing rain do we get, making roads extremely icy late Saturday, Saturday night, then over to snow on a Sunday. We'll keep you up to date. Winter storm watches cover many areas, and they will be expanded during the next 12 to 24 hours. Look for a significant freezing rain and a snow event arriving this upcoming weekend. We'll keep you up to date.
All right, Bill Spencer there again with your updated forecast. Again, that's a little bit of information about the potential for some of the white stuff, some ice potentially even this weekend, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night into Sunday morning. So we'll definitely keep you up to date on all the latest weather information. Be sure to tune in. Brian Hagan checking out here tonight. Tomorrow morning, Brian Hagan in the morning show. The petting zoo will definitely keep you up to date. Get you the latest details on what Mother Nature is going to throw our direction here this weekend. Like I said, we'll do that. As currently here at the station right now, we got 36 degrees here in downtown Acheson, as winds out of the north between 10 and 15 miles an hour. Second half action of Benedictine Raven women's basketball, as the Ravens dominating tonight over William Penn. We're going to get to that coming up here in just a couple of minutes here on Hot Country 93.7.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Acheson or call us at 367-2699.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Acheson. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Acheson.
Fifth Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball, the first of our doubleheader this evening, is both teams are making their way out of the locker room, getting set to go to the second half, where Benedictine enjoys a, I think it's fair to call it, a commanding lead. It is 48-14, Benedictine in front. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to our man Brian Hagan coming in and getting this thing kind of kick-started for us. We've got Seth in the studio now, and he's producing and engineering as the evening wears on. Gentlemen, thanks both of you. You know, Benedictine coming into the game here tonight, it seems like they've been away from the Nolan gym for a really long time, and that's because they have been. They're 10-2 coming in off the holiday break. First home game in, gosh, almost a month now. Ravens have been having some real luck against William Penn, as in fact they have won four of their last five. And in fact, it's kind of interesting. Even though the Lady Ravens have won four of their last five, the Ravens have forfeited all four of those games because of an administrative error. So that said, we are set to go to the second half right here. William Penn's been led by Alyssa Hamas on the season, no longer with the team. She was averaging 14.7, but she is not with the program. And, in fact, three of the people who we anticipated having been starters for Penn are no longer with the team. Here we go. Lady Ravens in their home plates with red and black for William Penn. It is that very Notre Dame-ish, and I don't even know how that ball game's going on. I'll see if I can catch up a score. The navy and gold out here. Lady Ravens are going to have their original five. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobson, Roddinghouse. For William Penn, it'll be Baltierra, Whitcomb, Pitts, West, and Jackson. Here we go. The ball belongs to the Lady Ravens. Lauren Dubert will bring it into the forecourt, and we are back at it. BC around the left side. Duber quickly goes three. It's off the right side. No good. Rebounded out by Jacobs. It's going to be slapped out of her hands and out of bounds back to Benedictine. It's kind of cool seeing Maria Baltierra slap that ball away. Maria at 5'6" and out of the hands of Benedictine's 6'1" Jennifer Jacobs. Ravens are going to bring it in back outside and work the perimeter against what William Penn has been playing and is now playing, and that's a 2-3 zone. Running baseline shot. One-handed shot is up and good. Josie Weiser. 50-14, Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the third. Penn goes right side. The three is set. That's in there. How about that? William Penn hitting one from outside. That is their second three-point shot of the game and a first point of the night for Cortland Jackson. Cortland Jackson out of Des Moines, Iowa. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. The ball is going to be slapped out of Jacob's hands. It'll go out of bounds in the corner. And Benedictine will have it in play with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Lady Ravens, top side, back left, Dubert, three, around and around and misses it. The rebound is going to be tied up and a jump ball called. It'll be possession. Penn. You say, well, how far is William Penn from here? Give yourself 4 hours. You'd go I-35 north from Cameron, cross the state line, interstate exit 56, go right through Indianola, and here you are. Next thing you know, it's downtown Oskaloosa. Here's the top of the key three. No. Offensive board followed up. No. And a Jennifer Jacobs foul. So JJ will pick up her second foul of the ball game, and it'll be the first foul of the second half by either club occurring here at 8:38 to go in quarter number three. Coming to the line, it's going to be Emma Pitts. Now, Em's looking for her first point of the game, and she'll get it right there. Coming into the contest this evening, Pitts averages 0.2 points per ball game. The 5'5" freshman from Carlisle, Iowa. She will miss the second free throw, so she is now 2 of 4 at the free throw line this year. On the right side, Jacobs out on top. Nicholson, long three. Tipped around. Josie had it. Knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. Raven basketball. 50-18. William Penn is on a 3-0 run. Ball's going to be lobbed left side. Weiser, three for Josie. Josie Weiser has already 5 in the third quarter, giving her 8 on the evening. Penn will go 3 on the other end. That was a nice shot. Up and in from the right wing. And that belongs to Cortland Jackson. She's got a couple of threes here in the third quarter. The feet into the lane, turnaround shot, nope, but a foul, and Benedict is going to have arriving Roddinghouse at the free throw line. Roddinghouse put on a little bit of move, turning counterclockwise, getting her defender moving, and then rotating back clockwise, pivoting with the left foot, went up and draws the foul. Roddinghouse to the line, first one, yeah. Okay. I know you would call a player an old Tiger or a former Tiger or a former Raven or a former whatever. Are you an old Thunder? Because Riley Roddinghouse out of Nemaha Central High School, 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Now 55-21 as Roddinghouse hits both of her free throws. And Benedict is going to steal on the other end. The shot, no. And Jacobs is fouled on the breakaway. Foul is going to be on Lacey Whitcomb. And at the free throw line, again, will come Benedict. First half, BC didn't have that many free throws. They were 7-9 in the first half. Jacobs' first one, yes. Jennifer Jacobs out of KMC. Second free throw will not go. So Jacobs will hit one of the two, and Benedictine comes up with the offensive rebound. Here's Nicholson, feeds back to Jacobs. No! Rebound cleared away by William Penn. 56-21. Ravens in front. Statesman into the forecourt, backing in, goes to the free throw line, then dumps it back off on top. Over to the left side, it's going to be Jackson. Feeds it over to the right. Backing is Quitka. Goes left. Ball stripped free. Stolen. Here comes Nicholson. Ravens coming down. They do not have numbers. Goes left side. Weiser backs away. Then changes. Feeds underneath. And the ball's going to be knocked out of Roddinghouse's hands. It'll go out of bounds. And it'll be Benedictine basketball. Returning to the William Penn lineup is going to be Alicia Fagans. Fagans averaging 7.6 a game. She's got five already tonight. And the Raven inbound, too tall, too long, stolen by Penn. Coast to coast they'll come. Dish left, running three, in and out, no. Rebounding back down, Dubert. Lauren with the left hand, back over to the right. Little look away, hook pass behind her to Josie, who never saw it coming in. It's going to go out of bounds. 6:51 to go in the third quarter. 56-21, Benedictine in front. Walking up the floor, it's going to be Baltierra. Mariah jumps it left. Carly West off the block has the shot blocked away, and it's a Benedictine foul in the process, and it'll be Rodinghouse for Riley. It'll be, I believe, foul two. And Benedictine is going to take out the two old Jets, and they're going to reset the lineup a little bit with 6.5 to go. I don't know that many people who were Jets. First free throw's got to be up and in. One more shot coming here for Carly West, and she will get both of them. So Carly's now 3 out of 4 at the free throw line this evening, has 5 points, and it's 6.5 to go in the third quarter. 56-23 Benedictine. Josie to Bowerman. Her look away pass to Josie. Didn't see that one coming either. Back down the floor. Spinning, twisting, running, shooting, and missing. Weiser's going to come up with Baltierra's missed shot. Josie will go coast to coast. The little runner stopped, but she gets fouled and will get the benefit of coming to the free throw line here. 6:08 to go in the third quarter. Guys, game coming up yet here on CARE. And a couple of substitutions coming in for William Penn and their head coach for this evening, Sean Bedford. Free throw? Yeah. Josie having a big third quarter. That is her sixth third quarter point. And Josie is a 71.4% free throw shooter this year. She'll hit both of these and propel Benedictine now to a 58-23 lead as we get to 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Women's college basketball here on CARE Radio this evening. The guys' game coming up at the conclusion of this one. We'll anticipate that tip-off at about 7:30. There was maybe a travel on top, and instead of the travel, Carmen Morales, who had just come into the game, she was kind of taken in by that little stutter step move and finds herself out of position and in the process picking up the foul. It'll be her second. Backing in is West. Goes to the left side and the baseline three missed. Rebounding Benedictine and Riley Brueggemann. Here she comes. Riley up the floor. A look away. Josie got that one. And the three won't fall for Weiser. Back the other way. With numbers now comes Penn. And oddly, as they get into the forecourt, Baltierra slows it back down. And the Ravens defensively get quickly into the forecourt. The kick over to the far side. Stolen by Nicholson. She just plucked that thing out of the air. And her Lady Ravens back up the floor. The feed goes left side. Jacobs crosses over. Shot blocked from behind. Plenty of contact, no foul called, and at 5:10 to go, nearly the midpoint of the third quarter, Benedictine getting it in play with 22 on the shot clock, leading at 58-23. As you look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine in second place behind Mid-America. Here's a Nicholson three. No. Rebound underneath Morales for a pair on the putback. Carmen Morales. Mid-America. Perfectly 10-0 in a conference. Benedictine and Grandview tied at 7-1. Think that game Saturday won't be a peach. Here's a fall away from the left side. It's a three for Penn. Knocking it down from outside. Tiana Traylor. 60-26 BC. 4:40 to go in the third. Brueggemann. Jacobs. Back out on top. Nicholson. I'm surprised she didn't pull the trigger on that shot. Did not. Out on top, Jacobs will go three. That's well short. And a long rebound. going to be rescued by William Pitt. They'll race down the floor, the dish back, 4:15 to go in the third. Long cross-court pass to West. Her three is no good, and the ball off the rim goes up and hits the support. So it'll be put in play by Benedictson, and as that happens, the Ravens are going to make a trio of substitutions. Into the game is going to come Nicole Stork. Also, Lauren Dubert is back in and will be joined out on the floor by Michaela Bauman. That will leave Morales and Brueggemann still on the floor. Morales has the ball in the lane, skips it over to the left side. Dubert out on top. Nicole Stork for three. That's a little wide to the left side. Rebounded off the floor by William Penn. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. 60-26, Lady Ravens. Still a crossover dribble at the top by Whitcomb for William Penn. Down low to Baltierra. She'll head to the baseline. Ravens will cut her off the pitch. Lead back out on top. Whitcomb's long three. New. Rebound tipped around. Picked up. West goes up. Follows it home. The follow shot, Curly West. She's at 7 points now, and we're going to get a pin timeout. Taking a break at 3:34 to go. We're in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 60, William Penn 28.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hotspot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
A nice crowd here this evening of people from the community who are the faithful people that always come to the games. The students, of course, still enjoying the holiday break. Benedictine coming out of the timeout, brings the ball in over to the left side. Michaela, three. Nope. Rebound. Here comes Penn. Now it's got to be stolen back. What a job by Brueggemann. She'll go three. Miss it. Rebound by Penn. A lot of back and forth, not a lot of points right now. Coast to coast, the feet across left side. A few steps are taken. They're going to say no travel, but a bucket and one. Hitting that basket and coming to the free throw line. Going to be William Penn. Three minutes and 1 second to go in the third quarter. Penn with an opportunity here at the conventional three-point play. Taking her time, eyeing this thing up. And the shot is going to be up and good. Okay, so the bucket and the free throw were knocked down by Michaela Berger. The foul is going to be on Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to bring Riley Wade into the game. 60-31. Here's Dubert. Back on the left side to Bauman. Underneath to Stork. Out on top, Brueggemann. Three. Rims out. No. Rebound. Dubert underneath. Lauren Dubert, as a point guard, is an outstanding rebounder. Seems like she's always in the right place at the right time. Brueggemann slips and falls, but keeps the dribble alive. She falls to a knee and still dribbling the basketball. Now drives in, banks it off the glass, and kisses it in. Riley Brueggemann at 9 points. 62-31. Lady Ravens at 2:10 to go. Third quarter. Altiera. Trapped up topside. They're boxing her into the corner. Now she'll get a little help from a teammate. Plays off a screen. Goes to the right side of the free throw line. Has no room. Back out topside. Pin. Lady Ravens have stayed with that player defense. And now the ball gets away. Picked up by Wade. She'll outlet it to Dubert. Gets it for two. Lauren Dubert. 13 for Lauren, and with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter, Ravens by 33. They have led by as many as 36 tonight. The three on the other end, nails. How about that? Michaela Berger has come off the bench, collecting her sixth point right there, conventional three a moment ago, and then that three-point shot on that possession. Michaela Berger out of Melbourne, Florida. 5'5" junior. Ravens. Bauman for three. Oh, that was perfect. The net snaps. And with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter, Ravens go up 67-34. Riley Brueggemann at a dozen points now. BC's got a handful of players in double-digit scoring already. BC has gotten to 100, I believe, twice now this year, but I don't think they're going to make it here tonight. Out on top, Brueggemann. He really wanted that shot, and it didn't. Goes to Dubert, who does take it, doesn't connect. Pinned back the other way, 40 to go in the third. Pin backs away, now feeds in the middle, and we're going to have, coming in a little bit late, Nicole Stork. Lots of contact, and that was one of the easier fouls this crew's going to have to call tonight. It'll be Stork's third. Returning to the Lady Raven lineup for the first time since beginning the second quarter, it's Hattie Gross out of Frankfort. Half a minute to go in the third quarter, and Carly West has a couple of more free throws. She is 3 of 4, now 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Coming into the game tonight, currently 22 of 33, hitting a cool two-thirds on the season. The lefty misses that second shot. Dubert rebounds it down. And Benedictin, with the game clock and shot clock separated by under 1 second, winding down time here at the end of the third quarter. Way out top side is going to be Dubert. Should get a screen by Wade. Give and go back to Riley. Over to the right side to Hattie. Out on top, Dubert. 6 seconds. Dubert out on top. Wade slips, falls, gets it to Dubert, who hits the three at the buzzer, and we go to the fourth quarter off a three-pointer by Lauren. Going to the fourth here in the Nolan Gymnasium. It's all Benedictine. Lady Ravens 70, William Penn 35.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Our team still huddle up around the respective coaches as we get set to go to the fourth quarter. And I'll tell you what. Oh, thanks, man. Tell you what, on both teams, I think I got a pretty good chance to play in if I suited up. William Penn, well, they played all 8 of their players already. But for Benedictine, their handful still have not gotten into the game. And with a 70-35 lead going into the fourth quarter, and 4 Lady Ravens already in double-figure scoring, led by Lauren Dubert's 15. I'd like to think that Coach Folsom's going to get an opportunity to exercise his group. Here's Wade, goes right side, Bauman's 3, no, rebound, Penn. Penn will come up the floor, 9:40 to go in the game. Guys, game's still coming up, so do not get away. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get started early, but we should still get started by 7:30-ish. Here's West, changes direction as she backs in. Gross coming up with a steal, and here comes Benedictine. Hattie did a good job of anticipating that reverse pivot. Twisting and turning, Riley Wade shot very short, rebounding it back down, Penn. They'll race into the forecourt, but they're 2-on-4, so they got to stop this thing and bring it back off on top, getting it over here to Fagan. Lady Ravens have stayed with that player defense all night long, and that's just pretty much going to be their stock and store. They have the athletes and the depth to be able to do that, and now reaching in, Riley Wade, way too slow on that play. Commits a foul on Fagans, and going to be foul number one to the fourth quarter by Benedictine. Penn will put it back in play right in front of their Statesman bench. West will go back to the right side. Fagans into the corner to Berger. She's been a good one coming off the bench. Berger's helped this team. Back to West, changes direction. Stork will bat it out of her hands. It's going to be picked up by Benedictine. Here comes Dubert. She'll drive down, go right through her defender and draw the foul. Backpedaling all the way down the floor, Cortland Jackson, who started this game, played the first couple, 3 minutes, and I haven't seen her again, I don't think, until just now. Cortland Jackson picking up a foul. Coming to the free throw line is Lauren Dubert. Again, she leads all scorers in the game tonight. 15 so far this evening. Now 16 is the first of two free throws is good. One more shot coming up for Lauren. That one is in. Dubert with 17. And Benedictine is going to go to the bench a little bit more, and we're going to get Diana Moser into the game, the second of Benedictine's international students. Moser is a 5'7" junior from Brazil. .820 to go in the ball game. Back up floor with it. Penn working from left to right here in the second half. West off the right block, off the window, no. Rebound pulled down by Gross. Here comes Moser. Benedictine is going to bring it quickly into the forecourt. There are no starters out there now for Coach Folsom. Stork will fade away, puts up kind of a wild shot that had little chance to get in, and BC will lose the ball on the out of bounds after the missed shot. It's going to come back to William Penn. Let's see what's going on around the conference here this evening. Oh, yeah, there's a handful of games. Some of them are finals. Hattie Gross is going to take the inbound. Goes out on top. Bauman back over to the left side to Moser. Feeds to Stork. She's in the lane. Won't get a shot. Top to Gross. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ball's going to be stripped out of Hattie's hand with two on the shot clock. So she did not get the shot away. And here comes William Penn. You got games like Clark went to Park tonight down in Parkville, Missouri, and came away with an exciting 64-61 win. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound Ravens. In overtime, Graceland wins at Baker, 80-79. You've got a late fourth quarter game, and we're going to get a shot and a foul. Late in the fourth quarter, Grandview and Missouri Valley, a two-point game. Lady Vikings up 64-62. That's a free admission game, too. If anybody wants to go to Marshall tonight, you get in there for nothing. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine now. Looking for her first point of the evening. It's going to be Michaela Bauman. With 2 minutes to go in the ball game, Mount Mercy having no trouble with Peru State, 81-68. And oddly, the Culver-Stockton at Mid-America game, we have no information on it at all, and it was also a 5:30 start, so I don't know. Chad's having trouble with the gear down there or what. Here's the second free throw missing, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Penn will have the basketball. 73-35, Lady Ravens in front. 7:07 to play. Benedictine reaches once again into the bench, and now we're going to see Shea Lewis appear. Shea is a sophomore out of a Union Star, Missouri, at 5'9". So for Benedictine, that is a young group of players. Oh, wait, I also see, is that Grace out there? It is. Grace Dixon's in the game for Benedictine. Grace is 6'1", junior from Manhattan, Kansas. So for BC, it is a young group out there, with the exception of Riley Wade, who turns the ball over, bringing it up the floor. And Penn will come down court with it. Swing it around outside. The drive in the middle, mishandling the ball, and Luckily for William Penn, one of the Ravens reached down and got a hand on it. It goes out of bounds and put away. Every Lady Raven suited up tonight is going to have to do laundry. All of them have gotten into the game this evening. 6.5 to go in the game. Now the ball is going to be turned over. Ravens are going to get it back in. So, the Benedictine Five on the floor, just to kind of get you back up to speed, Hattie Gross, Diana Moser, Shay Lewis, Michaela Bauman, and Grace Dixon. That is a five I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to watch together. BC right side, Moser. The Brazilian will dump it down to the baseline right. Back and in. The turnaround shot in the lane. Oh, that was a pretty shot. Grace Dixon for two. 75-35. Lady Ravens down with a 40-point lead. It is their largest advantage of the evening. And we go inside 6 minutes to play. The long three on the other end. Oh, a beautiful shot from outside. That is Tiana Traylor. Her second three this evening. 75-38. Moser will walk it up. Accelerates down the left side. The running shot. It's up and good, Moser, for two. Well, I missed somebody. But we're going to get our last player here for Coach Folsomane. Sitting down here at the scorer's table. Feed to the free throw line. Pivoting with the left foot. Back over to the right side. Fading away. Squaring up for three and rattling it home. It's going to be Whitcomb. And Coach is going to take a timeout, and we're going to hang on to it right here, Seth, because it's just to allow a substitution. Is Maggie Torber is going to come in. And again, those of you familiar with Northeast Kansas small high school basketball might know Maggie out of Blue Rapids, Kansas. She's a 5'8" freshman. And I believe it is her second appearance this season. Here comes BC. The feet underneath. The ball is going to kind of get away. And here comes William Penn. And they'll throw it the length of the court, and it will go out of bounds. So out there on the floor for Benedictine, you do have the senior, Riley Wade, and a plethora of freshmen. Here's a three. Whoa! Here's what you do. You get into the game, and you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to do something to get the coach's attention. Maggie Torber, step and a half above the circle, knocks down a three. 4.5 to go. 80-41. The three on the other end, missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and Moser back up the floor with it. Here comes Benedictine. Moser eludes the first defender. Feeds across underneath. Grace can't get the shot away. Back out on top, it'll come Torber. Gets it again to Grace from 15, in and out, no. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Penn with 4:10 to go in the game. Up court with the basketball is Valtierra. She'll hold it up on the right elbow, brings it top of the key. Feeds in the middle for West, and it's going to be batted around, lost out of play. And the official says, just give it to Penn. William Penn is going to bring Emma Pitts back into the lineup, and also coming back in and Cortland Jackson is going to do the inbound work for the Lady Statesmen. We're going to get Carmen Morales back in. Here's a feed left side. Penn, a little underhand shot. Counted and one. Grace Dixon was just a little bit behind that play, and Carly West was able to get beyond her. Connect on the underhand layup. Wade going to come out of the game now for BC. Ravens have got some pretty good size out there height-wise with Carmen Morales at 6'3", Grace Dixon is 6'1". And again, rounding it out is going to be Torber, Mosier, and Shea Lewis. 3:40 to go in the ball game, 80-44. So Benedictine not getting to 100, but they can push 90 pretty hard. Grace goes underneath to Carmen, gets fouled. Morales will come to the free throw line, having been fouled by Carly West. It's going to be three fouls on Carly. And we've got 3:27 left. Benedictine looking right into the eyes of its 11th win of the season. The free throw's up and good. 5 points now for Carmen Morales. And the Lady Ravens, saw that blistering shooting number has subsided a little bit, but it's still mighty good. Second free throw for Morales is also good. Benedictine, 27-66, shooting the ball, still about 42%. Not a terrible number. Now the Ravens with the steal. Outlet pass down the court. One against two defenders and putting it up and in Maggie Torber. Maggie's come into the game and has knocked down five on a three and now a driving layup off a steal. 3 minutes ago in the game, 84-44. Benedictine and Penn coming down the court. And they'll say the Lady Ravens commit a foul. The whistle's going to be on Moser. And it'll be Penn basketball. Back it away. The feed left. Oh, it's a three. Wide left. Rebound at Benedictine. So Torber comes down with the board. Moser will bring it up the floor. Underneath it goes. The power move and a foul by Penn. I must admit, I thought Carmen Morales missed that shot because the defender fell away from her and she felt like she was going to have some contact and then it wasn't there, so she just kind of shot it over the rim. But the official apparently felt like there was a little contact. And that contact results in the fifth foul of the game for Carly West. So she's going to foul out here at 2:36 to go. She will end the game with 11. And the free throw's somewhat short. Men's game cut up here a little bit later on Care Radio, about 7:30. That is Care Radio. You know Care Radio. K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton Atchison. Second free throw is going to be successful. It's an 85-44. A Benedictine lead is worth just over 2.5 to go in the ladies' game. Outlet pass right side in front of the Penn bench. Over to go in the middle. They'll bring it back off on top. Benedictine. They have played everyone with a uniform tonight. And it's kind of one of those good feelings where with a small crowd, you don't have that crowd support and enthusiasm, but this team has carried itself. And now a reach around foul is going to be whistled against Morales. So you think a game that might be going along a little more briskly than this, the officials seem to have really good eyesight. A lot of times the officials' eyesight kind of wanes in a 40-plus point game with 2 minutes to go, but these guys, they haven't missed a thing. Penn will work over to the left side, coming off the inbound, and then throw it away. They'll say it was touched by a Raven, or they say that Moser got a hand on it. 2:08 left. The lob out on top. Driving in, and we will have a foul off the basketball by Maggie Torber. And once more, as both teams are in the bonus, once more we're going to see Penn coming to the line. Lacey Whitcomb. Whitcomb's a good shooter. First one's nice. That is our 8th point of the evening. And the Benedictine lead has been whittled now to 40. 85-45. Little right hand flip, and it's up and good. Lacey Whitcomb, 5 in the fourth quarter, 9 now tonight. And as the Lady Ravens get the ball across midcourt, we go inside 2 minutes to play. On the left side, it was a little bit of a push and shoving match, and I thought he was going to let go, but it did not. And Benedictine will come to the free throw line. Now, Carmen Morales, the pass went to Carmen, okay? And she was being defended by a somewhat smaller player in the 5'7" Lacey Whitcomb. Again, Morales, 6'3". She was being held on to and pulled back by the back arm, and they finally called a foul. Her first free throw does not go in. One more free throw coming up for Carmen, who's got half a dozen points tonight. 85-46. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Grace. So Dixon coming down with the board. Out on top. Back to the left. The shot rejected and saved by Penn. So they're going to say she was out of bounds. Squaring up for the shot, Shea Lewis. She was really focused on the rim, but what she was not focused on was the defender who was bearing down on her and rejected that shot out of play. With a minute 44 to go. Looking out on the floor, and the Ravens with a lot of young players, both international student athletes are in the game. Here's a layup. It's going to be up and good. Carmen Morales gets an assist on a bounce pass across the lane into the hands of Grace Dixon, who takes it strong to the rim, off the glass, and good plus one. So Grace Dixon does a good job of finishing that shot. It would have been very easy to have not. The free throw does not go in, and Shea's going to rebound it down. Benedictine, Moser for three, rattles it in. Diana Moser, 90-46. Here's a feed right. The uncontested baseline three is not going to be good, and Maggie coming up with it. Here comes Benedictine. Torber out on top, Moser. Steps inside the three-point arc. Torber, she'll launch the three. Can't get it to fall. Offensive board. Followed up and another foul. And again, it'll be Morales at the free throw line. And again, it's going to be Lacey Whitcomb picking up the foul. It'll be her third foul tonight. Carmen Morales. Free throw, hits the back, and it will not go in. Carmen has had a little rough night at the free throw line. She is now 3 of 7, and that gets her to half. 4 of 8 at the free throw line for Carmen. With a minute 7 to go, 91-46, Benedictine. Penn brings it down, comes up topside. Lady Ravens staying with that player defense, scrambling around. The ball comes up to the top, mishandled for a moment, picked back up off the dribble. They'll work it around to the left side as the shot clock gets down to 15. Here's going to be Lacey Whitcomb. Backs into the free throw line, dumps it over to the baseline right in front of the Penn bench. The shot is going to be deflected. Moser coming out with the basketball. Here come the Ravens with 40 to go in the game. Moser, coast to coast, drives into the lane. Left-handed layup is up, no good. Rebound Penn. Taking the back is going to be Fagan. Alicia goes left side. Outruns the defender to the other end. Her shot is off the window, but no good. Rebound Maggie Torber. BC coming back. Lady Ravens are going to have to take a shot. Coach down here for Penn says, ladies, just, that's good. But the shot has to go up, and it misses. And now it's going to go out of bounds to Penn. And now will Penn take a shot? Coach is saying no. Well, that's going to do it. Your final score here tonight from the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison. It's been Lady Ravens from the start. The final, Benedictine 91, William Penn 46, and we'll be back to summarize it for you after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons.
And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
In a game for Benedictine's Lady Ravens where no player played over 20 minutes of a 40-minute ball game, BC jumped out in front early. They got up 13-0 just over 2 minutes into the game and rolled to an impressive 91-46 win here tonight. Let's recap that scoring a little bit, shall we? First of all, for William Penn, Lady Statesman moved to 2-10 on the season and 1-7 in the conference. And William Penn was led by Carly West with 11 points tonight. It was 9 this evening for Lacey Whitcomb. And looking down the rest of the scoring here, it drops to Tiana Traylor with 8. Half a dozen for Michaela Berger. 6 for Cortland Jackson, 5 this evening for Aisha Fagans, and rounding it out, Emma Pitts with a point this evening. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, how about this? And again, I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to Coach Folsom between games. We'll see how he's able to make it around here this evening. And I know he's going to be talking about this. As Benedictine had 12 players score. 5 of the 12 were in double figures. BC was led by Lauren Dubert, as they have been all season long. Lauren with 18 points tonight. A dozen apiece for Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Brueggemann. Josie Weiser knocking down 10 in limited play. Got a little foul trouble early in the game. Also double figures for Carmen Morales. She was perfect from the floor and had 10 points again this evening. Hattie Gross came in off the bench, knocking down a half a dozen. It was a five-point game for both Maggie Torber and Diana Moser. Grace Dixon had 4. Riley Roddinghouse had 4. 3 this evening for Jennifer Jacobs. And 2 tonight for Riley Wade. Benedictine ended up hitting 30 of 73 for 41% and 12 of 38 from outside for 32. At the free throw line, BC, 68% on 19 of 28. They only turned the ball over a dozen times, something we will also talk to Coach about should he be able to make his way up here tonight. Lady Ravens with a big rebounding advantage. I mean, you just go through the stats, you look at the scoreboard, you know what you're going to see. It was a very dominant win for Benedictine tonight. And again, with this W, Lady Ravens go to 11-2, and they are 8-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Our next game up with them in Des Moines Saturday afternoon. The men's teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back with the guys' game here before long. Again, the final in the ladies' contest, it was Benedictine coming away with an impressive win. Lady Ravens taking it 91-46. In the meantime, we're going to kick it back to our man, Seth. He's in the Care Sports Studios. We'll be back here in the Nolan Gym before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School. You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.